We are now going to roll into our post-race press conference here in Darlington with today's winner of the Goodyear 400. No stranger to the post-race press conference this season is Tyler Reddick. Tyler, congratulations on this win. I know that there was a lot of things that happened in today's race that obviously you'll have the opportunity to talk about, but just talk a little bit about being at this point in the season and having four wins for your team and what that really means. I know we've said it a couple times, knowing you guys did not win last year. How does it just feel to be in this spot right now? You want to take that one?
How's it feel? Good.
Feels good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
What did you think on lap one when I said my alternator was out? What'd you think, Bo? Do you remember?
No.
He doesn't remember.
No.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, I mean, sitting here, I mean, a lot happened in this race today. Just trying to relive it all is going to be difficult. But, I remember me and Bubba ran side by side till we got off for that first lap. And I think it was like I noticed it on lap one, honestly. But, yeah, just right away, the voltage was way down. The alternator just didn't work at all today for whatever reason. So we just got him unfortunately bit by that, but the guys, the team, hey, come on. Let's put it over here. Leave it over there, okay? Please. I'm going to have to kick you off the stage. Leave it, okay? All right. Yeah, so for us to have the issues that we did literally from lap one and fight through that was difficult, but everyone had a really good game plan. We kind of knew what we needed to do at the end of the first stage. So we gave up our track position to come in and swap the battery. And we were just trying to manage the voltage, make the battery last as long as we could. We kind of got to that difficult point in stage three there where we either take it safe and we come back down and change the battery again, but give up all our track position, or we stay and basically cut every last thing off that I had running to keep me cool. And so the final 100 laps were brutally hot, and when Billy asked me if I was willing to stay and keep everything off, I was all in, because I really, really wanted to win here, and with a car as good as we had today, I was willing to take that risk, just fought through the heat, fought through those things to win the race.
All right, we're now going to go to questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. I'll work to get to as many questions as we can. And to kick us off, I'm going to start with Chris here in the red and then move to Jordan in the purple. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Weaver, WGHP, Fox 8, High Point. At what point would you have believed before the season started or into the season that you were going to win four races in 6 weeks?
Yeah, I never would have. I mean, ideally we win a couple, but to win four in the fashion we've won the four is pretty remarkable. I know Coda was a bit of just defense and whatnot, but Atlanta, Daytona, you could say three of the four wins we've had to fight through some level of adversity, whether it's issues with the car, getting caught up in an accident, or having to hold off the field, basically, like at Coda. So for us to be put through these things that, in my opinion, kept us from winning a year ago, to fight through these things and then still win is very remarkable, and it's very fulfilling. It's the stuff that, you just gotta kind of take a step back and say, wow, that was incredible. So yeah, I'm definitely in that place right now, just really proud of my team. I kind of said at the start of the day, let's go out there and hurt some feelings, and I don't know. I think we definitely did today with how we were able to drive back through the field and cap it off with a win.
All right. I'm going to get a microphone up front here to Jordan, and then we'll go to Bob. Go ahead, Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. What was it like inside the car when they tell you to turn off the AC and it's as hot as it is outside?
It's like someone took a bag of Nerds away from me. you got a deal with them or something?
No. I share like in the media center.
It's like Nerds, yeah. That was brutal. I knew that I was in like a really good place in the car, comfort wise, to be able to manage the car, manage my situation, and just take care of the right side and everything. And I was definitely worried that with all that stuff off, and just, I mean, it's funny. I've never really run visor up, but I had to, because I had nothing coming to me if I had my visor down. I mean, I was going to be just cooking and visor fogging up from a sweat. So, I mean, I was like getting dirt and rubber in my eyes that whole last run. And I just, I mean, I had to kind of deal with that as I ran, you know, just to kind of get some air coming to me. So, yeah, to fight through that was not easy, but, I don't know. I was just in that place. I was willing to give up everything to have a shot at winning this race because I've wanted to win here for so long, so bad.
You didn't win in 2024 here, but you had a gutty effort then. So comparing that to now, what was worse?
What was worse?
Yeah, I mean, the heat today or the illness?
Oh, yeah. I'd say the illness. Yeah, I don't know. When you feel – so then in 2024, just every time I hit that bump off too, I thought I was going to throw up. That was awful. So I'm glad I didn't have to deal with that. I mean, I was sweating, but, you know, I train and try to keep myself in the best shape possible. So if these situations happen, I'm ready to go. So I made sure to let the team know. Funny enough, our coach, Jason, came down today, and he's been trying to get me to do more cardio here and there throughout the week. And I remind him, like, see, we don't need to do any cardio. We're good. I got that part covered. So, yeah.
All right, Bob, go ahead.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Would you have shut everything off if you had, like, a fifth-place car or a tenth-place car?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know. I feel like possibly – it's hard to say. I wasn't in that situation, right? I think if I had a fifth to tenth-place car, it would have been harder to drive back through the field. So possibly. Possibly I would have made the same call there. But it is truly hard to say with 100% confidence, right? It's just different situation. You know, if I had a fifth to tenth place car, I probably would have drove back through the field like we did at the end of stage one. We had the slow stop, or at the, you know, in stage two, we went to the back of the pack there.
And maybe I'm stretching here, but if when Michael Jordan's in your pit box, do you have to almost, is there any extra incentive to be like, yeah, I'm gonna have to gut this out because I would never hear the end of it?
No, it's funny. I didn't know Michael was there until I saw him on the front stretch. So y'all got to see him all day, but I didn't know he was there. So even more glad I decided to gut it out, honestly.
All right, we're going to continue with questions. I'm going to go to Chris here, right there. Thank you.
Chris Knight, CatchLines.com. Tyler, the Fox booth called this one of the gutsiest performances in the NASCAR Cup Series history. I was just...
I don't know. I was hot, but it wasn't like, I mean, Coda in 2023. I got out of the car and I literally couldn't see. And I didn't feel like that after today. Maybe that's just experience and training, but I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to say. I drove the car today, but I don't know. I just felt like my experience here, where our car was at, I kind of knew what I needed to do. I don't know. Maybe it's hard for me to really comment on that, to be honest. I feel like we did a good job. Was I a little aggressive at times? Yes, but I feel like I really felt like I needed to be to take advantage of when we were better than other cars.
Were you worried, though, when you got into the back of Buescher that you might have damaged the car and might have?
I was worried about our damage, but too, I was like, of course, like, again, you know, like we lived it in 2024 together. Like, he's not wrong. On the racetrack, me and him run each other very clean, so it's just like, of all people, that happens to it. The course had to be Christopher, so I just didn't love that moment occurred in the race, but I don't know. I only saw as much as I could from the driver's seat. I don't know from TV if he had his hand out waving or not. From my vantage point, I was offset to the right. I know he had a bad corner off of two, and I made my mind up that I was going to make the slide job into three, and when he darted to the left, when I was darting to the left, I mean, we talked about it all week, just having less grip, and I mean, I hit the brake, but like, I was up his back bumper. I had no load in my car, and I just completely like ran him over. So that just stinks because I do think I was going to pass him if he stayed on the racetrack, and it just didn't, just one of those things that didn't need to happen. So, again, I don't know if he waved or not. If he didn't wave, I get it because he's not trying to broadcast to me he's going to pit because maybe I pit with him. So, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go to Chris in the back. Chris, just keep your hand up.
Hey, Tyler. I'm Chris Gollin with Above the Yellow Line Media. First of all, congratulations. At this point, you have a 95-point lead over Ryan Blaney in second.
That's
which
sick. Yeah.
I believe is the largest your points lead has been so far this season. Does there come a point, I know it's early, but does there come a point where you start to feel pretty, you know, pretty confident, not so worried about where you're going to end up in the chase? Or do you still feel like getting a strong position after the first 26 races is going to require you guys keeping that gas pedal absolutely mashed down between now and then?
Yeah, I mean, we continue to just be in a good spot. You know, I just, if we can keep this cushion, I feel like we're going to be positioned to maybe sacrifice a couple points in stages to gain many more, you know, in stage two or stage three. So, yeah, for me, I'm loving where we're at with that because it kind of gives us that little bit of extra confidence to maybe do something that may not pan out for us, but we're just in a good spot there to where maybe we, if the situation arises, to forego a couple points in stage one or two to set ourselves up better for stage three.
Thanks, Tyler.
All right, we're going to come up to Trent and then Eddie. Go ahead, Trent.
Congrats, Tyler. Trent Worsham, frontstretch.com. It's very rare in the next gen era we've seen guys with so many issues come back and win the race. Did the package have anything to do with that? I know you had a fast race car, but did today's package, the tires, the fall off, did that have anything to do with how you're able to come and make all these repairs and still win the race?
Yeah, I mean, it was harder to defend. In my opinion, Brad made a really good move on me in one and two to keep. I mean, I feel like the move that Brad made on me in one and two with the old car would have kept me behind him. I would have lost the nose, but with this car and just less overall grip, I was able to cross over. And when he did cover the move, I mean, I didn't want to run into him, but, you know, I never would have been able to make contact, you know what I mean? So just how that whole move that got me to the lead played out, I feel like with the old car, he would have been able to defend that and keep me behind him.
Okay, Eddie, go ahead. And then John right next to him. Go ahead.
Hey, Tyler. Eddie Kalegi, Motorsports Today. Congrats on the win. Obviously, Jordan mentioned your challenge here a couple of years ago, and then today the obstacles speak for themselves just in stage one. So what is it really about your mindset that allows you to put adversity behind you and be able to have performances like you did today?
Well, I mean, when it comes to here, I'm willing to do anything to win here. I've been so close so many times. I mean, it sounds dramatic, but literally freaking keeps me up at night. Just the amount of races I've let slip away by one or two little things. And so as strong as we were and being able to fight through the things we did, I mean, there's just not many. You hope you're able to bring that speed every week, but when you have that car that of that potential, you can't let it go to waste. You've got to capitalize.
All right, John.
John Newby, FanBest. So Eddie actually kind of asked part of what I wanted to ask anyway, which I appreciate. So when did that mindset start for you? Because, I mean, you look back at, like, races at Fontana where you can't feel your legs and all these different things that you've encountered throughout your career where it's kind of like, are you going to have a normal race at, you know, some point. So when did you start having that mindset of I'm just not going to succumb to any of this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, a really good experience of that, funny enough, same kind of situation, but obviously a bit more dramatic, was lap one of this race last fall in the 500. You know, Josh, you know, like he pointed out, had issues, missed the travels, got the adjustments wrong, and, you know, he hits the track, washes up into me, and, I mean, I'm sitting there pretty much wrecked, and we're able to save it. You know, the roof flaps deployed, so we're slow the whole first stage, and we were able to get that down fixed. Yes, we had damage, but we basically, similar thing, right, had potentially a race-ending issue occur on lap one, and we just, like, fought through it. So, I mean, funny enough, I literally, the last time I was here, went through the exact same thing, just different circumstances kind of in play. So I've had that occur at a number of tracks and whatnot over the years, and I just, I don't know. I don't let that stuff really get to me. It's unfortunate it's happened a number of times, but the more it happens, the less and less those things really even affect me at all.
All right. Matt Weaver.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. What was worse, today or being super sick in the car?
Super sick, yeah, for sure. Yeah, not even close.
Okay. You're kind of on a trajectory right now to where it's like Kyle Larson 2020, you're talking about Jimmy Johnson in the 2000s, Jeff Gordon in the late 90s, and people say you're not supposed to be able to do that in the next gen. There's way too much parity. Things are way too close, way too equal. How do you even like comprehend the fact that it is possible and it's you guys who are doing it, you and Billy in 2311?
I mean, some of it is, you know, you look at the place we've won. In my opinion, we've been very strong at Echo Park Speedway, so we won there. COTA has been a track over the years that I've been very, very strong at, so we won there. And then in Darlington, you know, this is a place that, of all the tracks that we go to, that I'm the best at, in my opinion, even more so than Homestead or, you know, even Charlotte or some of these other places where I can get it going. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of the tracks that I'm really strong at and our cars are really strong at. We've just this year been capitalizing on it and getting the wins.
How many more of those do you have?
I was sad to see the Roval go, but now we have two Charlotte Oval dates, so that's awesome. We're going back to Chicagoland, and last time I was there, I was really strong in a Rally Auto Parts car. So there's a lot of tracks on the schedule that we have been really, really strong at. So. And you got to see that in 2024 with how we were able to put race together. So if we can keep this up, I mean, who knows? I'm just going to take it 1 week at a time.
All right, we're going to come to Deb, and then we'll go to Tim. Go ahead, Deb.
Deb Williams, Auto Week, congratulations. How far were you in that final stage when you had to empty your cool shirt?
At the start.
Oh, it was at the start.
Final stage, yeah.
Okay.
Everything off.
So how difficult was it with you fastening the seat? Had you practiced it? Exactly how did it work?
No, we talked about it. We kind of ran through it, but I've never done it in the car. So, yeah, thankfully, you know, you're not having to, like, say fuel hard at Darlington. You're not having to keep your tires and all that warm. So we're able to kind of take the time that we had under yellow there to knock it out. I made a complete mess. Stuff all over my visor, water and the fluid from the cool shirt all over the car. So I mean, I made a complete mess in the process, but I got all the fluid out of the shirt, so it kept it from getting super hot. So yeah, now I've done it. So if it happens again, I know what to do a little faster next time.
Thank you.
All right, Tim.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Day. Congrats on the win, Tyler. I have two questions for you. First, when you look at throughout the day, I know you mentioned kind of racing Brad and the differences there, but when you did get mired back in the pack, I'm wondering, do you feel it was a significant step up with the package in terms of the ability to pass?
I mean, I don't know. There was times, I feel like it happened with the old car where three or four guys kind of get stuck together there and you're just in really bad air. So that was the same as previous years, but yeah, like people just kind of hit that light switch faster where the cars start to drive worse quicker. Instead of it being like the last 10 laps of the run here, it felt like the last 20 or 25. You could kind of take advantage of guys' cars going away or if they make a mistake. Like I saw way more than I've ever saw in the past, guys just smoking the wall in one and two. That normally doesn't happen here. So when drivers make those mistakes, you're able to kind of set them up, take advantage of it, and make the pass.
And then my other question for you is when Denny came in here, he said the difference setting you guys apart from the Joe Gibbs Racing, Centric Motorsports, and so on, is that he feels you guys need a little bit more improvement on the short track side of things. So my question for you is, if it's you or Bubba or Riley next week that wins, does 2311 belong in the conversation of being in the big three with those other teams?
I'll let y'all figure that out. We'll keep working hard and keep winning races, and we'll let you guys figure that part out. I don't need to say anything about it.
All right, Dalton, go ahead.
Hey, Tyler. Dalton Hopkins of the front stretch. I'm going to throw a stat at you real fast. So according to NASCAR... No, it's an overall NASCAR stat.
Oh, okay.
So according to NASCAR Insights, you're the third driver.
Oh, yeah.
You saw this.
Someone sent it to me.
Someone sent it to you. Yeah, so you're in the company of Bill Elliott and Dale Earnhardt. I mean, what is your reaction to that? I mean, this season is going so well that you're already in that kind of legendary performance range. So what is your reaction to being in that exclusive company with drivers like that?
Stuff you dream of. You never know if they're going to be reality, but just be extremely thankful that you're able to work with the team and put together days like this where you can fight through these issues and overcome it and still win races. So, just honored. Yeah, to be a part of the same sentence as those two guys. So, yeah, we'll try and keep it going and see how special we can really make 2026.
All right, Tyler. A big congratulations again. Thank you for always coming and spending some more time with us.
Yeah.
And we wish you the best of luck next week in Martinsville.
If I could win there, oh, my gosh, the world's going to end.
We can officially end on that note.